I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Columbia Green Media reports that a Catskill High School student was arrested October 24th by state police for allegedly threatening on Snapchat to, quote, shoot up the school, unquote. The threat was made after school on October 24th. Catskill School Superintendent Ronald Cook said, quote, at no time were Catskill Central School District students or staff in jeopardy, unquote, Cook said. Quote, our armed security staff was put on notice as a precaution, unquote. Authorities are not releasing the name of the student because they are a minor. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Logan Weiss reports for Columbia Green Media that someone new will represent Athens in the District 3 seat in the Green County Legislature soon. Republican Gene Hatton died last year, and Democrat Lee Palmateer, who filled his seat, is not running again. Republican Ed Bloomer and Democrat Michael Perrone are on the November 6th ballot. Bloomer is a retired freight and passenger train engineer. He is a former president of the Coxsackie Athens Rotary Club, but has no government experience and lost the special election to Palmateer for this seat. He supports raising taxes to build a new jail in Coxsackie. His opponent, Perrone, is a retired business and financial professional. Perrone also does not have government experience and lost an attempt to become Athens Town Supervisor in 2017. Perrone believes a new county jail will be very expensive and wants to look at all the options available. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper profiles the two candidates running for Columbia County Coroner, Carmen Martino and Bernadette Powis. Martino is running on the Republican and conservative election lines, while Powis is on the Democratic, working families, and women's equality lines. Dr. Andrea Coleman, a Democrat, resigned the position before her term ended, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisors appointed Martino, giving him the incumbent's advantage in the election. Martino lives in Ghent after retiring from the New York State Police after 23 years in law enforcement. Martino admits his lack of medical experience, but says, quote, I have seen firsthand the position requires minimal medical experience and more an investigative background. Having grown up in the community and having existing relationships with law enforcement, funeral home directors, and hospital personnel, as well as knowledge of the county's town boundaries and roadways, has made for a smooth transition into the position, unquote. Palis, who lives in Kinderhook, has a AAS in nursing from the Helene Fuld School of Nursing, a BS in healthcare administration from St. John's University, an MS in family nurse practitioner from Pace University, and postmaster's certificate in psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner from Stony Brook University. Voters choose between the two November 6th, and incumbent Michael Blassel is also running unopposed for re-election to his coroner position. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. After a mini controversy about his support of Israel earlier in the week, Democrat Antonio Delgado announced his endorsement from the Jewish Democratic Council of America October 25th. Quote, as currently constructed, you know, Israel is not a Jewish democracy. Those settlements make it so that it can't be. So we've got to have a two-state solution, unquote, Delgado said October 23rd at the WAMC News Channel 13 debate with incumbent Republican John Faso, referring to a deal to share land with Israel and the Palestinians. Quote, Israel is not a democracy. Israel is a strong democracy. It is a vibrant democracy. It has a vibrant free enterprise system. It has a vibrant agricultural system, culture. Israel is a democracy, unquote. Faso responded during the debate, and Delgado answered back, according to the New York Post, quote, I said it is not a Jewish democracy, meaning that given the fact that we have settlements currently in the region, it is not deemed a nation of Jewish democracy until we deal with the settlements. Until we deal with the settlements, we will have that issue, unquote, Delgado said. Haley Sofer, executive director of Jewish Democratic Council of America, was quoted October 25th saying, quote, we are confident that Antonio will be a strong voice for Jewish and democratic values in the House when he wins his race in November, and we strongly support his candidacy. Chris Sommerfeld reports in the New York Daily News that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand asked at a debate October 25th with Republican opponent Shelley Farley if she will serve out her term, said, I will serve my six-year term when asked about her presidential ambitions. Quote, honestly, I don't believe that, unquote, Farley responded at the debate held by ABC News in New York City. The two also disagreed about Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, which Farley defended and Gillibrand wants to disband. Farley is trailing Gillibrand by 25 percentage points in the latest Quinnipiac University poll of the contest. You can read that full story in the New York Daily News.